You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kerry O'Connor Show. Normally, Kerry can be heard on Mondays at 10 a.m. on the Dr. Pat Network. For more information, visit kerryoconnor.com.
Good morning, or good afternoon, depending where you're listening in the world. I'm Kerry O'Connor, and welcome to The Kerry O'Connor Show. This is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine divinity. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me, because this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want. I do encourage you to be specific and stick to one topic, and we open those phone lines after the first break. So in a couple minutes, we'll open those phone lines, and I'll give you the number so you can be prepared when we open them up. It is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. I was just thinking about what to talk about today because I was going to talk about Valentine's Day and love and all this other stuff with Valentine's Day coming up this weekend now that the whole Super Bowl is over with over this past weekend. And then I was doing a class this past weekend, and I was trying to get into people's minds how important it is to concentrate on ourselves as far as love of self and getting into divine complement relationships versus divine the complement relationships complement each other, where we're both image and mirrors of each other versus where we've been doing generations and thousands of years of doing the you complete me relationship. And then all of a sudden a woman told me the story that she was driving to a class that I was doing, and this woman was tailgating her. And then when she was, at first she was trying to remain cool and calm and collective. Then all of a sudden the woman started getting closer and closer and closer. Then she got scared, and then she got enraged. And then as she turned to come up to the street where I was holding the event, the woman noticed that this ball of anger and rage went directly out of her belly, her stomach, and went directly to the car. She never saw anything like that happen to her before. She felt things. She was very clear empathic, but she never saw it. And she was just amazed at how fast things happen, how fast that went out. And that whole orange ball went all around that car, covered the woman with her rage. And then the woman was just driving away with this whole, like, wash of rage that just went from this woman in front of her and when they passed. And it really surprised this person. It was so much so that she paused for a minute and said, I don't want her to drive on with that rage. I don't want her to go along with that feeling of all of a sudden being hit with a fireball of rage. So the woman was smart enough to call it back to herself. And as she called it back to herself, she asked for her angels and guides to help transmute it. And so think of that. It's a perfect example of how we send each information and emotions and energy and feelings to each other every single day, every single second, every single for a trillionth of a second or even faster, we are downloading and sending people information all the time. But most of us are sending emotions, and our emotions are very different from our feeling part. Think of emotions, our energy in motion, and a lot of our emotions can be rage, anger, or that energy is not a sense of balance, kumbaya, or love. We tend to go to that primordial fight or flight part. So here we are in this place in our evolutionary process where we're stopping and taking more accountability and responsibility for the energy that's coming out of us. And when we feel centered in ourselves, when we feel in love with ourselves, when we're stepping into that place of holiness within our own energy field, we become much more centered, and then we're much more mindful of what we send out. And then we're truly starting to understand what it means to be in a solid foundation of loving thyself and really understanding that that is the basis. We can't give out what we don't have. And most of us have experienced or witnessed codependency or relationships that were off balanced. And so here we're coming into remembering our first relationship is within ourselves. And again, we are constantly downloading and giving information to each other all the time. And the more we know that, the more we take that into account into our daily encounters, we really start to become responsible as far as what energy we are putting out there. regardless if it's Valentine's Day, regardless whatever day it is, Christmas, when we tend to think of more, again, a part of love or rebirth, Easter. And so this is a time for us, especially in the year 2010, where it seems like people are becoming much more sensitive to the energy. And it's not that the energy has changed. We are just becoming more sensitive. And the more we work on ourselves, the more we can become a lot more sensitive. And then all of a sudden we could start feeling or sensing, or never in her life did this woman visualize that this energy that she was feeling would go to this woman and just encase her in this rage. And then she was starting to think about the times in her life when she was really enraged with her son, with her partner, with her mother, with her father, with her situation in life, and what she was putting out in those instances. So it really was a life-altering change with her when she was able to see it. But we don't have to see a rage ball going out of our stomach to be able to tap into that energy in motion. All we have to do is start feeling what we're feeling and tapping into ourselves throughout the day and saying, what am I putting out there? Am I putting out there a sense of love? Am I putting out there a sense of balance and stability? Or am I putting out there static? Am I putting out there chaos? Am I getting tapped into the separation? Because it really is going down to a feeling of it's either static or it's flow. And the more and more we become sensitive, and more as this year goes on, we can really start noticing it's either, again, we've heard through years and years of it's either love or fear, and now you could add on to that, it's either static or flow. And the more we put out that static, the more we experience static in our life, and the more we put out the flow, the more we experience flow in our life. And the beautiful thing about being in the present and standing in a solid foundation of unconditional love of ourselves, for ourselves and of ourselves, that if we do have a moment and we throw out that rage ball, that we can always be accountable and responsible and pull that energy back to ourselves, take accountability, responsibility for it, transmutes it, and then it brings it back on, it goes back to dust. And so then we don't have that coming back to us either, because what we're noticing is that karma is instant, and as we speed up, we're feeling it more. And so again, people are starting to feel these extremes of emotions and extremes of feelings, and they're noticing it faster and faster, and it seems like it's either in one camp where it feels very great, it feels wonderful, it feels has that sense of oneness and wholeness, holiness, or it goes on the other side where it feels, again, very staticky, very chaotic. And so as you adjust yourself through the day, and again, pay attention to what you're feeling during your daily encounters, you can start toning yourself in and being able to turn your dial. And if your dial is, again, on that staticky channel, it's just like, imagine listening to a staticky radio station for the whole day. It'd be very irritating. So, again, get yourself in tune. I talk about it all the time as far as spending a couple minutes in the morning before you're getting out of bed. And just to say hello to yourself, get yourself in the body, your body physically. Really spend a moment to plan and think about what your day is going to be, or just be present right there in your bed before you step out and start hitting the road for the day. That makes a big difference if we just spend 3 to 3 minutes in the morning and just tone ourselves in, get into ourselves, get into our bodies literally, physically, mentally, emotionally, concentrate and intend and put our intention that we're going to be in flow that day, then our day seems to flow much more easier. And we notice that we get everything down from parking places to places that we don't have to wait in restaurants, down to good sales, whatever we want to think about. Or we could also go into those parts where it seems like everything's happening to me today or everything's going wrong today. That also is a very strong commandment that you're putting out to the world. And again, now that we're experiencing faster and faster vibrations, it seems like our words are coming faster and faster into fruition. And so again, if that's what you're experiencing and it seems to be snowballing, you can always rein in your energy. I call it stop, drop, and roll. And stop into your track, stop into your body, see what's going on here. What is the theme? What is this energy bringing up to you? Does it make you feel expansion and make you feel great? Or does it make you feel separated and make you feel chaotic? If it makes you feel chaotic, then really get into your body and say, and it's like flip a switch and say, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to feel this anymore. And you're literally turning the dial, the frequency, and then all of a sudden you'll be able to let things go. You'll be able to allow yourself to expand. You'll be able to feel the oneness and that real wholeness of what unconditional love is. And then you'll it'll be able to help you prevent when you're starting to quiver, or when the energy, all of a sudden you feel yourself getting off balance, before you go to the part where you're thrown off those rage balls, you have a pause. There's a, you're energetically, literally creating a space between the notes. You'll start feeling yourself when you get off balance. And so then you have a moment, you have a pause, you have a choice point. Are you going to throw out that energy of chaos, or are you going to pause and just realign yourself and tap into that love vibration? And this is an airy fairy love. This is talk. This is real unconditional love vibration that is around us, that's available to us. It's in the universal field that is, again, around us. It's what we literally are made of. So the more we practice that, the more we tap into ourselves, the more we're going to experience that, and we can't give out what we don't know. So there's always the part that I talk about over and over again, that this is to get to mastery, self-mastery, where we feel like we're the directors of our own life. It is a process, and it is a practice, and the whole time it is a remembering and a realigning. So it's a practice, a process, and remembering and realigning to who we really are, all pieces and parts, the source creator, part of the I am that I am essence. And the more we, again, adopt that, take that into a knowing instead of having it be something that we think or we hope we are, really taking it into a deep, deep feeling, then all of a sudden your whole perception changes, your life changes. It cannot not, because that's working with the energy of creator in a creative way instead of working with that creative energy in a very chaotic way. So the choice is yours, and every second you have the ability to change your choice. And so flip that switch, go to the love vibration, and watch it flow. This is Carrie O'Connor Show. We're going to our first break, and we're opening up those phone lines right after this short break.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
Did you know Greek God's yogurt has 20 billion live and active probiotic bacterial cells per serving? This healthy type of bacteria in yogurt helps boost the immune system by protecting the gastrointestinal tract and fighting off harmful organisms, preventing disease and helping you keep in tip-top shape. Did you have your Greek God's yogurt for breakfast today? For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuke.com.
What if being lucky wasn't some random circumstance? What if you were actually the generator of luck in your life? Aquamantra believes you are, which is why they created I Am Lucky Premium Natural Spring Water to remind you to say the mantra with every delicious sip and own the possibility that you truly are lucky. Pick up your case of I Am Lucky water at aquamantra.com/I Am Lucky. Now available in biodegradable and recyclable bottles. Lucky for you, lucky for our planet.
Have you ever wanted more for yourself or your family? Are you prepared to take your life to the next level? Have you ever had that feeling or heard that little voice telling you that you can be so much more? Let Empowerment Psychic Linda Dickinson help you to embrace your own power. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for your private session and start living your life to the max. Be sure to listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Do you have excess weight you can't seem to lose? Have you been living at less than your optimal health? Your body gives you powerful information on how you've been living in your mind. Dr. Kell specializes in revealing the underlying mental and emotional causes of disease and works with you to ignite your inner healer, create continuous positive change, and heal your body. Ready to uncover the roadblocks to your health and healing? Visit our website at AskDrKell.com. That's AskDrKell.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Carrie O'Connor Show. Normally, Carrie can be heard on Mondays at 10 a.m. on the Dr. Pat Network. For more information, visit CarrieO'Connor.com.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and we're here with open phone lines, and that number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819, and Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines?
Well, do. Let's bring on Debbie. She's calling in from Seattle, and she had a question about her son. They're going through some situations at home. Let's see if we can help her and her son out. Debbie, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Thank you. Hi, Carrie. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Pardon?
I said you're welcome.
I have a 16-year-old son who's involved with some drug use, and I was just wondering, how bad is it, and what can I do to help him?
Okay. When I'm looking into his energy, is your father crossed over?
I'm sorry, what?
Is your father crossed over?
No.
I'm looking at a grandfather that's crossed over on his side, so that's a paternal grandfather or father or somebody in the father posture. But what I'm seeing is that he's putting his foot in, looks like it's in a ditch, but it's not in a black hole. So that means that he's beyond testing the waters to it. He's got himself where he's kind of put himself into the ditch with it. But the good news, Debbie, is that his, it's all yellow, and think of it as like this ditch that has this yellow water through it. The yellow represents his life force and also even his creative passion energy. And part of even his trying with the drugs is he's got a lot of yellow energy in his energy field. And people that have a lot of yellow can be kind of daredevilish, and they could experiment. And there's a part of where sometimes there's addiction issues. But remember, we all can do addictions down to sugar, down to TV. So, you know, don't think that he's going to be an addict for the rest of his life. But when I'm watching the right side of his energy, part of it's him trying to individuate, figure himself out as a man, how he holds his whole right side of his energy field. That also goes to his father's image males in his lifetime, that kind of deal. And when I see his leg in that ditch, it represents himself trying to walk without kind of like this wobble thing. So part of it is this illusion that the drugs or an altered state is going to make him feel like he could go out into the world in a stronger place. What I'm watching, especially from now to March through May, I see especially entering that period, March through May, I watch him do a 180-degree turn to the left. And so, and it seems like outside of him, so think of that peers, outside people, even could be some kind of influence of a counselor or a teacher or something that is around him that he sees or hears of an experience that kind of opens up his eyes. I see his eyes getting big like saucers, like, this is real. This isn't anything to kid around with. This can lead to more and more and more addictive behavior. And so we can go through testing periods, and then we can go through where we get into a habit with it. So think of that ditch. The ditch represents that there's a part of him that he doesn't want to get with his foot in it. He's not stepping into all the way into habitual thing where it's going to be a very hard thing for him. It's almost a little bit beyond experimental, like just beyond a couple of cigarettes. But he's also, with that yellow energy, it could be the part where he's not going to get stuck into this either. And I'm also seeing him putting energetic earmuffs on his head where he's trying to put music on really loud to block out the static in his life. So the best thing that you can do, and I say this, I have a 17-year-old daughter and a 14-year-old son, and so I constantly tell them that they're responsible for their own energy, that they are really, that they make choices, but choices and better choices, and that they could always change their mind. And even within, if they're at a party, they could always change their mind, even if they had a couple of drinks or whatever. And so giving him that information that he can always change his mind, he could always flip the switch around, and that to get and have him tap into the passion is going to be very helpful for him. And again, I see over next couple of months, him doing a turning around table, and he's opened up the left side of his energy field. That's his receiving side, ability to take in life force, information, opportunities that are much more healthy for him that support his third chakra, self-esteem, self-worth, through the subconscious. And I also see these high blues, pinks coming into his heart, and those are very good colors as far as him for, again, supporting very heart-spaced, it's fallen into a space of loving himself versus having looking at outside for some sort of love or feel of involvement like peer pressure. So he's at a turning point here, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, hon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, leave us another line open at 1-800-930-2819 for the Carrie O'Connor Show. 1-800-930-2819. We'll head off to Monroe, Washington. We have Brad standing by. He's in a bit of a financial situation. Let's see if we can help him out. Brad, welcome to the show.
Hello, Carrie.
Hi, Brad. How are you?
Can you hear me? I'm doing fine. Actually, I'm doing really well. I've just got a little dilemma here that I'm working on.
Okay.
Now, I've been asking my guides for a loan modification for my home, because I'm the sole income earner, for over a year. And now the loan modification has come through right when we're in the middle of trying to refinance. So I don't know which way to go. I don't know if we will actually get the loan. But the loan modification, we've already got our paperwork, and so all we have to do is start sending them payments. Of course, there's a process involved with that too. So then I've got a conflict with my wife over this. She doesn't want to do a loan modification, but she doesn't make any money. It's all my money. So I don't know which way to go. I'm kind of in a dilemma.
Mm-hmm. All right. Explain to me that. So you already have something that you could start immediately?
Yes. I already have they told us to send us the first payment of $1,374 on the 1st of March, and that would be the first payment of our three-month trial period with the loan modification.
Okay. Okay.
But before those papers showed up, I started working on a refinance,
okay,
where my credit score barely qualifies. So I'm not sure if we're going to get the refinance. So I'm kind of you can kind of see where I'm coming from here.
Yeah, you know, Brad, what I'm seeing with the home refinancing, that something about it, all of a sudden my throat gets closed down, and something seems like a stretch, or it seems harder to get. I know that a client of mine just, I don't know, last year or whatever, he works for the federal government, and he works on loans, and he said that home loans in particular, or refinancing loans, the laws have changed unbelievably because of the banking situation, in that which has been easier before has now become a lot stickier. And a friend of mine's sister, who has, they're both working parents, they both have good jobs, and they're going through amazing hoops that they have to go through to get any income. And so what that both of those things popped in my mind went across my head when I saw those. And I don't know what home modification is, but what I saw was, Brad, it was an interesting thing that you said, that your wife doesn't contribute, right? And so I look at everything as energy. So energy, money is an equal exchange of energy. And so there's a part of, I would really want to iron that out first, because it seems like the home modification, this is what the energy pattern is showing me. The home modification looks like you guys are testing the waters of improving the home, of having like a new foundation, and literally think of symbolically creating, getting old wood out that to allow a new foundation. And it's, again, a sense of testing the waters, but not having you feel like I have to hold up the world like this, like Herculean's energy, where it's like all of a sudden I'm seeing these, you shaking with your arms like Atlas holding up the world, which is the loan right now. That's what you're showing me. And so,
the upper back pain and the shoulder pain.
I was just gonna say that, Brad. And I said I was gonna say, and if you continue to hold this, I'm sure that it looks like it could go right down to the physical. So if you're already experiencing it, think of what all this is a matter of point of view, or point of view energetically of how you want to look at this. If you're able to look at it as I'm already experiencing back pain, neck pain, and I'm seeing you literally as Atlas trying to hold up the world, and your body is shaking, and I even get into, again, throat chakra and tight around the neck with the part of putting anything else more on it, and then being able to, the modification seems like there's more breathing room, and there's more, like a sense of testing the waters, that kind of deal, and I feel like I'm just confirming for something that you already know, that this is a being able to make some improvements, but also not feel like you're getting into a part where it's like you got the world on your head, or you know.
Yeah, even if I had the loan modification, everything went fine. I went through the 3 month trial period and everything was good. I could support all this. I'm running a business and I'm working full time. And I could do all that by myself effortlessly, but this chasing the squirrel every month, and just barely coming up with enough money to make ends meet at the last possible second for five straight years in a row is more than I care to do anymore.
You know what, Brad? And that goes back down to energy maintenance and energy modification, right? And so
Yeah.
We're choosing that, is this worth my cellular tissue? Even if we can make the payment, is this worth my cellular tissue? And you're obviously, I'm confirming for you, no, it's not worth your cellular tissue. And 5 years is a long time to have to put that pressure on. And believe me, your body starts acting well before the end of the month. You know what I mean? And so, and then
here's the thing is I've made, with respect to my physical body, I've made actually great improvements. I'm physically in fantastic shape. Mm-hmm. And my aches and pains are actually going away because I'm working through the emotions behind that, even though I still have the burden.
Good. Good, good. So that's working with the energy in a proactive way. And so you'd want to stay in that proactive posture versus going down where it could be reactive. And then whenever I see a lobster with its tail up, that's my symbol of feeling like my goose is getting cooked. My emotions are starting to boil over. That kind of energy. You know what I mean? So if you've been working with the energy proactively to be able to work the things out, and that's, again, that's a beautiful point of view. That's looking from what I call the fifth elevator. And so that's where you can see the big picture, as you know that both you and your wife have a history, and what's happening now and how we direct the energy in the future is going to be bringing it in from our direct energies that we're giving out, our every thought, word, and deed. And so what I'm looking at as far as especially with this, that you can have your cake and eat it too as far as doing modifications and being able to, I keep on seeing literally the foundation being widened, being replaced, and it helps with like the emotions in the body because I see excessive water in the house. And so, and I don't mean plumbing, I mean emotional water. So there's a part of replacing the like almost like the wood rot when we have a lot of water. So that's, again, upset of emotions that that we can, it's the foundation will feel a lot different. I see a lot of green, and I'm red, yellow coming in, so that's also the sun, and that's also green as healing. So this is a good healing opportunity for both of you. And again, feeling better and better and better by not picking up the Atlas ball. Okay?
The only problem with this whole thing is one last thing. The only problem with the whole thing is my wife absolutely is completely opposed to going with the loan modification because she's worried about ruining the credit. So I've got that conflict. I didn't mean to take more of your time. But.
No, it's all right. I just know that we're going to go to a break. So why don't you hang in the line and we'll do this because it's like a two-part question. Actually, it's a really good one because a lot of people go through this. Okay, Brad? So
Perfect.
We're going to go to a break and we'll be right back.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Posture is not just about standing up straight. It's about being aware of and connected to every part of yourself. This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, and I'd like to share some information about posture with you. The human body craves alignment. When we are properly aligned, our bones, not our muscles, support our weight. The big payoff with proper posture is that we feel healthier and have more energy. Poor posture distorts the alignment of bones, chronically tenses muscles, and contributes to stressful conditions such as loss of vital lung capacity, increased fatigue, reduces blood flow and oxygen to the brain, and much more. For tips on how to improve our posture, visit us at vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521 and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
What if being lucky wasn't some random circumstance? What if you were actually the generator of luck in your life? Aquamantra believes you are, which is why they created I Am Lucky Premium Natural Spring Water to remind you to say the mantra with every delicious sip and own the possibility that you truly are lucky. Pick up your case of I Am Lucky water at aquamantra.com/I Am Lucky. Now available in biodegradable and recyclable bottles. Lucky for you, lucky for our planet.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kerry O'Connor Show. Normally, Kerry can be heard on Mondays at 10 a.m. on the Dr. Pat Network. For more information, visit kerryoconnor.com.
Welcome back to The Kerry O'Connor Show, and I'm Kerry O'Connor. I do want to say check out the website, kerryoconnor.com. We have some classes coming up. We got a free teleclass for taking on your extra questions. So we got a lot of radio shows that take questions, but I'm doing one where you could email. And also there's a class coming up on how to be a multidimensional being. And we're also starting the mentorship class in March. And so that's all exciting stuff that's happening. So give it a call. Check it out. Website, kerryoconnor.com. And why don't we go to the phone lines, Benny?
All right. Sounds like a plan here. Let me just turn them on. There we go. Just getting a little adjustment here back in the studio from the break. We have Jeanette now calling in from New Orleans. And congratulations to the New Orleans Saints, who won a beautiful, well-played Super Bowl yesterday against the Colts. I think they surprised everybody with the win. And good for the underdogs. That's what happens. Anything can happen, that's for sure. She's calling in. She's been stuck, and she needs help moving forward, metaphorically, I believe, speaking. So, Jeanette, welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi, Kerry.
Hi, Jeanette, crazy. How are you?
Oh, it is crazy in this town.
Sorry.
And, you know, unfortunately, the kids had to decide to partake of it, and it was a very stressful day here.
Okay.
You know, the kids were downtown, and they were out, and, you know. You know, there were things that went on that probably shouldn't have, and they got involved in them. And it's just like this morning I got up, and it's just like I just want to walk away.
Wow.
Because, like, I came here because I wanted all the kids under the same roof. I wanted a man, you know, I wanted to be here. But it's like I'm stuck in the doorway. It's like I'm not being supported about who I am, and I have, like, no work here. No matter how many interviews I go on, no matter how many people I talk to or anything, they're just not interested. They tell me no. So, like, I don't have a dime. I'm like, stuck in that door.
You know, I am seeing that there's a change, though, especially when it comes to March. So think of Jeanette right now. You're processing your worst nightmare, right? And so here you came out here to have your dreams, and now it's like I'm going through my worst nightmare. I don't have a dime, and nothing is happening. It's like getting yourself out of what I call the torture chamber doors, when the doors all of a sudden start sliding in, and they feel like this old-fashioned torture chambers. And so what's interesting is that I see this pinprick of light that's coming up over the next 3 weeks into the month of March. And at first it looks very tiny, but I want you to remember that what looks tiny ends up being big, especially when you get closer to it. And so it's never anything as the way we see it, perceive it as. What can feel what's big is small is small is big is what my saying is as far as when I see people doing changes. So think of you going right through what they call the dark night of the soul. And so when people are in that doorway, they're going to the awful experience in that. And so think of that you have the awareness that you're in the doorway. So first of all, you're more than halfway there as far as getting unstuck by even knowing you're stuck. Some people don't even know that they're in the doorway. So being able to look at this differently. And then what I'm also seeing that you're releasing, especially on the left side of your energy field, and that is the receiving side, it's the feminine side, able to pick in energy, receiving, life force, opportunities, money, love, all of those kind of things. And I'm watching when I go to the side of your energy field, it goes until 3.5 to 5 feet off. So that does involve the emotional body and the mental body. And it's a really old thing. It goes into the past. It's almost like actually it's kind of interesting. It looks like a horn that, like a trumpet. Then I see Archangel Gabrielle coming in from the other side, and she's bringing in the horn up in her mouth. And whenever I see that, it looks like a Christmas card. That's, she's my symbol and sign of the messenger and also good news messenger. She also comes in with a very light, awkwardy green kind of energy with you, and she's putting all this purple around you too. And so think of those as really deep healing colors for you, and I would literally work with that and bring it into your energy field. And I always pay attention to, again, how high her horn is to the it's my thing of information coming through, breakthrough coming through. And she's in the three posture, 3 days, 3 weeks, three into the month of three. So think of, again, that this energetic tension that you've been working on is sometimes we go through a gestational period, and part of our job, and it could be the hardest, is when we're going through this period where sometimes it's literally a outside forces are working. It's like a timing thing. And so we could be all ready, but the earth timing isn't ready for us. And so how do we stay in that up mode and keep ourselves in a solid foundation where we have to live in this 3D world where we have to eat and have all this, you know, food and rent and all the other stuff. And so think of this period, again, as clearing out energy grids that go really, really old in the past. And also having the flexibility of saying, instead of having, just like I was talking to Brad, when we have keeping our arms energetically wide, and meaning open to infinite possibilities, and when we're feeling that stress and having those doors closing, it's all of a sudden our point of view starts going where it looks like someone is closing their arms, and then it feels like, and literally energetically, their fear is blocking out the opportunity. So think of that you're in this bridging period. And what did you say you have three kids?
Four.
All right. Do you have three of one sex and one of the other, or I'm just going even to
three boys
kids?
And one girl.
Okay.
Three boys
right.
And one girl.
It's one of the. It's something about the three kids. So the three of the one sex is. I'm just seeing this energy of a tornado that almost creates this. Not almost. It literally creates this pull that I'm seeing happen on the right side that could definitely get you off balance. And this is not
it's
just because
oldest.
You just talked about them going down to the town. I'm just literally seeing that their energy patterns, especially the way you are right now, it's almost like, again, they could create this energetic vortex because that could have you get unsettled. My daughter could do this once in a while when she's holding her energy. All of a sudden, mm-hmm. She gives me great practice in holding my core energy. So think of it the same way, that they're giving you great practice to hold your core energy, and that this, is, again, is a turning point. But I also notice that you're energetically trying to put the kids behind you, as in to try to protect them and to take the brunt of the energetic blows that are happening right now. And this is where I see you going to the round table, as Mark Archangel Gabrielle is showing me, and having them come to the table where it's like you're energetically dividing the pressure, and it's not putting the pressure on them. It's just being able to ask for help, get help, and be able to divvy out. It's like I see a slice of pie, and it's like being able to, you know, see what people's needs are and how much they could handle, but being able to divvy up some of the things and responsibility there, which then allows you energetically to leave your arms open more wide, and that this is a perfect time for it. And again, call in on Archangel Gabrielle. And really get into this period, because I do see things changing and shifting right now. And especially when you're having the posture where I see you putting your neck back, and it's like it looks like it's collapsed in the chair, but like somebody just fainting in a chair, but it's actually my sign of empowerment. It's like the total letting go and allowing. It's like I've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. So I'm getting out of my, when the head is back, it's like we're opening up literally the tubes, because when the neck gets all tight, then it gets into the gerbil ride, and the gerbil ride causes more mental static, and the more mental static brings in our worst nightmares. The neck going back is literally letting go and allowing, and also that letting go is, if push comes to shove, I could just move on, but then and be settled with that, but then also I see you don't have to move on, because it's by the time, by you just moving being open to that, then all of a sudden opportunities come through. So hang in there. I do see a break in this, and part of it is a gestational period. Part of this is multi-dimension, and it has to do with, again, energetically feeling a foundation underneath you. And you did not make the wrong decision, is what I'm hearing a maternal grandmother saying. What was light for you is right for you, so keep on following that. Get into your heart and say, is this light? Is this light? Does this feel light for me? And keep on following that light, because that's going to give you give you directions to the next step and the next step and the next step. So have that, again, be your mantra. Does this feel light for me? And if it does, and that means situations, jobs, and all of those kind of things. And did you start thinking about getting what I call as a bridger job? Or you go outside of your expertise just to bring some money in?
Yeah, I would take anything right now, but okay. I haven't found anything. I even went to places, and they said they wouldn't take me because I have so much knowledge and qualifications and stuff, and
they
feel threatened by that.
Is
they
there
don't want
a Whole Foods around you or some sort of health food
yeah, there
chain
is,
or something like that?
They don't have
what's
any.
That,
I already checked, yeah.
I can't hear. What did you say?
I already checked. They didn't have anything.
How long ago did you check? I would recheck with them.
Okay.
Because I'm literally seeing something that has to do with what feels like a health food store and or a Whole Foods chain, that kind of deal. But also, I would look wider. So if you looked in one department, I would look in to see what they have in the other. You know what I mean? As far as see what's available, because they could have, again, things change, people move, all of those kind of things. But I would absolutely go there because I'm seeing it on your right corner. So it's there for a reason. And if it was in the past, it would be on your left side of your energy field, not your right side of the energy field. But part of this, again, it's like being able to do that dance of when we're having this, when you're feeling this way tonight and feeling like shaky and that I already did this, I already did that. It's like, you know what, again, it's like being able to hold that energetic tension as you're going out there and not feel like you're getting swept up to stuff, because what you're processing is a theme of betrayal. And it's also why do bad things happen to good people, and why do I always feel like I have to go upstream? And then you're putting all the kids behind you, and again, I keep on going to the vortex of the three of one sex. They're like forming this like tornado that almost like emphasizes the Dorothy from Wizard of Oz, like she doesn't feel like there's no place like home. So it goes back down to your foundational energy, and it goes back down to way down into your roots, even at 7 to 9 months old. When 7 months old to even a year and a half, think of what was going on in your house at that time, 7 months old to a year and a half, and as far as people with jobs, moving, security, all of that kind of stuff, even emotionally, because what you're doing is clearing out that foundational energy and replacing it with much more of a solid foundation for yourself. And again, I do see a light at the end of the tunnel with this. Call in Archangel Gabrielle. She's going to help you with this, okay, as far as help have you feel that hope when you're feeling hopeless, all right?
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jeanette. Yep. Have a good day, honey.
Take a break.
Are you tired of being overweight and nothing you try can get you to lose the weight and keep it off? What if there was a way to lose the weight that didn't involve dieting, buying other people's food, counting points, or having risky surgery? I'm Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis to share some successes from people just like you. Janine Crosby lost 89 pounds in 10 months. Brenda Eckel lost 75 pounds and went from a size 22 to a size 8. She is completely free from her insulin for diabetes. Becky Miller lost 65 pounds and went from a size 18 to a 6. Bill Birdsong lost 105 pounds and a total of 14 inches off his waist. His pant size went from a 50 to a 36. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Terry O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Terry can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's the Carrie O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern on the Dr. Pat Show.
When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. E-Cloth claims perfect cleaning with just water on all hard surfaces and no chemicals. I started with my windows, then stovetop, and then the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well E-Cloth cleaned everything. And I did it without exposing my family to potential health-harmful chemical cleaners. Also with E-Cloth, there's no paper towels, chemicals to buy, so you'll save money. and they're guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to eCloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. That's eCloth.com. 20% off everything, free shipping. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kerry O'Connor Show. Normally, Kerry can be heard on Mondays at 10 a.m. on the Dr. Pat Network. For more information, visit kerryoconnor.com.
Welcome back to the Kerry O'Connor Show, and I'm Kerry O'Connor, and I did want to mention that if you say you heard this special on KKNW, we are giving $77 off from the mentorship program, so that is starting in March. $77, say that to my very lovely assistant, Wendy, that you heard it from the KKNW show and or CBS, and we will glad to help you along with that. And so, Benny, why don't we go back to the phone lines?
Absolutely. And yeah, we don't want to leave out our CBS affiliates.
That's
thank you
right.
for
CBS, yep. That's right. I welcome the CBS people in. That's right.
That's right. We're stretching out farther and farther every day. So now Galadriel's calling in from Oak Harbor, Washington. She's about to go off some medication. She's not sure if it's a good idea or a bad idea. She wants to see if we can work this out. So Galadriel, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks, Benny. Thanks, Kerry.
Hi, Galadriel. So what's going on?
I can't afford my medication, and it's an antidepressant. I've been on it for a long time.
Yep.
And I feel like I always have these really high highs and really low lows, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And my life doesn't work, and I'm just needing some help.
Okay. All right. Do you have a plan as far as bringing in any other kind of serotonin uplifter, like 5-HTP or anything like that?
You know what? I'm so financially challenged, I'm lucky I can buy toilet paper.
Okay. And have you looked for all services as far as any kind of supplement services?
I haven't looked into anything like that lately.
Okay. I would, just especially because I know they're having new services all the time, and I know that also if you haven't done it lately, that again, they could have some sort of thing. And even I know that they sometimes people, a lot of the drug companies even do free sample kind of deals. And but the biggest thing that I'm seeing as a bridger thing, especially because you said a key thing, that you've been on this for a very, very long time. And so you don't want to stop anything that you've been on for a long time. And
uh-huh.
Especially you would want to replace it with some sort of serotonin uplifter if you were both going to drop it. So there are other ones out there. I mean, St. John's Wort, there's 5-HTP. There's even literally melatonin that helps with this, the serotonin. It's everyone is different for each person, and I do see that you'd be able to get some relief with that, but you don't want to stop anything abruptly. And so I would really see what's the programs that are out there for you. And I keep on seeing the Department of Labor, and I know that's a federally funded program, but it's not only about work. A friend of mine was just talking about it, and she was saying that they get to give you it's a wealth of knowledge. They talk about all different programs, down from housing down to different kind of supplemental things, down to van travel, down to save on your gas and do public transportation and all of those kind of deals. And
okay.
So I would definitely call the Department of Labor, and they will give you access or to refer you to other people. So because I'm watching and seeing at least three different things that you would either qualify and or that would help you at least. I mean, you shouldn't have to worry about toilet paper. And so that would be a help for you. And then I'm watching you going to some, I keep on seeing that, like, it's a dental school and or like a school that when I was doing it, when I went to hairdressing school, we would do the people would come for haircuts and they would pay next to nothing, or if they qualified for nothing, nothing for haircuts. And so there's some sort of thing that you could be working with students and that you could be able to get some help there, and that could even be with working into natural stuff, bridging over to medication. And again, a lot of times what people don't realize when they're dealing, when they're going to that stuff, a supervisor always has to supervise whatever you're doing. And mm-hmm. So you actually can get very good care when you go to some of those schools, as far as a teaching school, that kind of deal. So I'd absolutely, again, look out and look for those kind of services that have to do with teaching facilities that are looking for people to be able to help support you too. But this is a turning around corner. But I just keep on seeing the abrupt could amplify the ups and downs. But I also see that there's stuff out there. If people looked at you and was able to really hear and see your case, that they would be able to help you a lot better than feeling such ups and downs. You know what I mean? And I would absolutely make sure that you do energy maintenance, as far as literally getting yourself on a good energy routine where you make sure even before you get out of bed, you spend 5 minutes of re-entering into your body, because I see that you're extremely sensitive.
And right.
I notice that so many people that are on antidepressants, when I look in their energy field, your energy is like a sponge, and you take in the emotions of everybody else and the world, and so half of it's not even yours. And so being able to make sure you consolidate your energy field, make it nice and strong, it'll make it a lot easier. And then I give out free energy exercises. It even tells you where to putting your hand on your forehead is open up 7 to 9 meridians, and that would be very helpful. It helps us not do the fight or flight kind of responses. So the biggest thing with that is getting into a habit. But we can, do post-its wherever you look to get yourself into a habit. And so being able to do that, see what was available for you for free, have this be the bridging period for you. I also, when I hear early spring, that's my sign of growth, of new beginnings, and that's a good sign, actually. So think of you're in a period of early spring, meaning good growth for you, positive growth for you, grounding, rooting growth for you, and that this is happening right now. So again, see what's available, and I see all these helping hands pointing, fingers that are pointing into different directions, and also follow through, because sometimes you have trouble following through.
I do, yes.
Okay, all right. So think of that. Part of that is the saboteur and going back down to self-worth. And so have your mantra that you are worthy, that you are absolutely worthy for this help and support, because, again, the underlying thing has to do with not worthy issues. And so,
right.
Be able to work with that, flip that around, and that will be very helpful. And actually, I see you helping people down in a year and a half where your story, your circumstances can lead you to some sort of support group, where all of a sudden I see you helping, you're being like the teacher or the lead person there, helping other individuals that have been very much in the same circumstances and situation. And
yeah, that I've been a counselor my whole life, and I've been wanting to have a tarot card practice, but I'm so low myself that to give anything to anyone else is like almost impossible.
Right. Well, this is where I'm seeing it turning around. That's the early spring. I literally am seeing you in a circle that is like a support group, and that also is a counselor that also goes into supporting women in particular. It's like starting even your own thing of letting people know how the empath Judith Orloff, the doctor, the psychiatrist, wrote a whole book on highly sensitive people, and she and her mother are psychiatrists that are highly sensitive people, and they were telling people as far as how much part of what they're, as a psychiatrist, that part of the mental dis-ease is they run into very highly sensitive people, or I even see schizophrenia as somebody that is, their energy is split and they're outside of the body. And so, and that they are picking up on different dimensions. We are multidimensional beings. And so I read mental illness very different than the regular. The old paradigms are breaking down, as you know. The new ones are coming in. And so this is a great time for you, because you're a bridger and you've been there and done that, and you have the counseling and the reading in your corner too. So, again, the more you follow through, help yourself, support yourself, I'm seeing you quickly going from the posture of the person as like the student that becomes the teacher, and this teacher becomes the student. So that's good, okay?
Great. Wow, thank you very much.
You're welcome, hon.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And I think Benny might be setting up for the next show that follows this. And so We want to talk about a few things that are happening at KKNW and CBS. We do want to say that CBS has joined us. We have expanded, and so I'm so happy, and I want to thank all the CBS people that are listening. I welcome and I thank you that you're joining the show. And again, the $77 special on the mentorship program. The mentorship program is very exciting because we meet physically and or on the phone, and most people choose to do it on the comfort of their home. And so you could go wherever you are in the world, you could join in, and we get together and we talk. It's intensive, and this is where I will give you the tips, the tools, the information that I have gathered throughout the years. I get updated information. I tune into your own frequency, which helps you develop more because we are all unique energy beings, and so it allows you to be able to blossom, be able to have a solid foundation, especially this year more than ever, as we talk to every single one of the people today, down from Brad, down to our last caller, down to the first caller. People are recognizing that they're becoming more sensitive, down to the story that I said in the beginning, where the woman never saw energy before, saw that rage ball going out of her stomach. These aren't just stories that are just going to be, this is going to be happening all the time. This is what we're going to hear more and more and more, because the veil is becoming thinner. We're raising our vibration. The earth is raising the vibration. Think of the veil getting pierced through, or more people are breaking through the matrix, whatever you want to call it. But as that is happening, there is an increased intensity, and where we could have the intensity. Think of creation has a tension, but it doesn't have to be a tension where it spins us into making a split energy. You could work with that energy and allow it to be very bridging. That's totally up to us. And with every thought, word, and deed, we're doing it. And yes, it does take practice, and yes, it's a process. But as I said earlier, every single minute is a new minute for you to change and turn your energy and to really go to accept yourself, to recognize yourself as an energetic being, and that's what we are. Energetic beings have an energetic experiences.